Hi, everyone, and welcome to our MSO New Sports Game Night Football Preview Show. My name is Bill Newell. Our broadcast game of the week is Marblehead at North Andover, kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. College football this weekend, Norwich is at Endicott. It's a noon kickoff over in Beverly. Norwich 1-2, Endicott 3-0. Head coach Paul McGonigal of Endicott College in this week's coaches show tells us Norwich is a tough but disciplined opponent.
Yes, it's come off a win, beat Castleton, big rivalry game up in Norwich. Last year went up there and they got up to a big lead early on, 14-0. So we ended up coming back from behind, but obviously, our guys know that it was a tough, hard-fought game, so they're expecting the same.
What do they offer? What's unique that Norwich will present you guys with on Saturday?
I think discipline, discipline and toughness. I mean, they go there for the cadet program for the most part, and I think they're obviously the respectful young men. They're coached well, and I think they're disciplined, they're tough, they're going to be in the right spot. So that's obviously a challenge.
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Friday night football tonight, St. John's Prep is at Haverhill, Prep losing last week to Central Catholic. Marblehead at North Andover, as we mentioned in our MSO News Sports broadcast game. Now, last week, Marblehead rallied to keep their win streak alive to beat Linfield, but the game was overshadowed by a personal event with the passing of Jeff Scoglin. That's the father of Jake Scoglin from the Marblehead football team. And Coach Jim Rudloff tells us a bit how that impacted last week's game against Linfield.
I think everyone understands, emotionally the team was in a different place in the first half, and you don't want to say that things suddenly got better because that's obviously not the case. But what happened in the second half, I think the kids made it through that malaise a little bit, that fog, and were able to understand that, something else was at stake, that we were in front of our home crowd, how much – With all that everyone was going through, how much worse it would have been to then have to deal with a loss. So I think the kids kind of were able to tighten their belts up a little bit and say, okay, let's at least go win this thing, and then we can deal with some of these other things. And I thought for that it showed a tremendous amount of resiliency on the kids' parts.
Yeah, and obviously a tragic situation. Anything else to share with us on that, Coach Rudloff, and how the it's got to be huge and a cloud, literally.
Yeah, and honestly, and everyone's been great about it, and different newspapers and people have approached us and things like that. And really what we're trying to do now is just let the family grieve and leave it at that. And I think, for our team, they just want to rally around the player. And for the player, I think he's looking for some peace and quiet and normalcy.
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Now we have a complete look at tonight's matchup with North Andover with Coach Rudloff as part of the pregame programming on our game post for tonight's broadcast game as he takes a closer look at their opponent, North Andover. Other games tonight, Friday night, it is Danvers at Reading, Swampscott at Bishop Fenwick, Gloucester playing at Weston. Dan O'Connor of Gloucester High Football is looking for improvement where this week?
Just continue with the execution. Continue with our communication and continue to play good football. And, we're playing a really good Weston team. They got some athletes on the field. We feel like if we're able to execute and do the things that we want to do, and the biggest thing is communicate and getting all 11 guys to be on the same page, then that's what we're looking for.
Head football coach Dan O'Connor from Gloucester High School. Winchester is at Masconomath this evening. Greater Lawrence at Salem. Medway at Winthrop. Watertown plays at Saugus. Manchester Essex is at Greater Lowell. This is Joe Grimes talking with Rick Moore about Greater Lowell.
They're a good, solid team that has coming off a good win last week. That was a battle, and they're a big team. They got a lot more kids than us, but they got a lot of size too, which is good. But we're used to playing those type of schools and getting into those battles, which is nice. And it's going to be a lot similar that we saw from Whittier. And they have pretty good quarterback play and pretty good skill guys all over there to go with that speed. So it's going to be a tough one and a good matchup for us. But one of those real good reasons that we enjoy being in the Commonwealth is that we get to play teams. Mm-hmm. Like Greater Lowell, this is a good matchup and it's going to be a good game. No one's going to blow anybody's doors off. It's going to come down to who can play the best and control, protect the ball and all that stuff on Friday night. And it should be a good game. So
Manchester Essex football coach Joe Grimes. Another Cape Ann League matchup now. It is Hamilton Wenham playing at Amesbury. That's a kickoff at 6:30 tonight. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen knows that Hamilton Wenham has a new coach this year, But what he sees this year is very similar to what he has seen in past years from the Generals.
You know, that's a program that's always given us some trouble. You know, that's no matter what, it's been a tight game. There have been years that they've been up, and there have been years that we've been up. But either way, we always tend to play a tight one down to the wire with those guys. And sometimes it's very low scoring. Sometimes it's unreasonably high scoring. We've been in both of those, but it's always tight. And you know, this year it's more of the same. They usually have a couple of dudes over there. You know, they run to the football very well defensively. I think they're a good physical group in the interior. And then they usually have a couple of skill guys that can run away from you and make some plays. Even with Coach Freiermuth over there now, it looks to me like it's pretty much the same offense that we've seen from them. So it's stuff that we're familiar with. They do a whole bunch of a whole bunch, you know, a lot of multiple looks and kind of run a couple different offenses over there in terms of what they're trying to do. But they got a versatile quarterback who looks to make plays and read the field pretty well. And
Amesbury head football coach Colin McQueen. Linfield is at Ipswich this evening. Pentucket playing at North Reading. This is North Reading head football coach Ed Blum.
You know, just kind of their identity has always been that tough, well-coached, fundamentally sound team, you know. And, you know, they've had some tough competitive games against Watertown and Dracut. And we know that they'll be coming in very hungry to execute. Again, they execute at a very high level on both sides of the ball. That coaching staff, just credit to Steve Hayden and Dan Leary there. And so those kids are gonna battle, you know, and they did last year to us, you know, in two different games, and we know that, and so we know that we've got to continue to prepare. And they are off to a rough start, but for me, that only adds to the motivation that they're coming into this game.
Again, Pentucket at North Reading. Again, that's Coach Ed Blum from North Reading High School. Other Cape Ann League matchups, well, just one more. Newburyport at Triton this evening. Essex Tech is home, hosting Shawshin tonight. Medford is at Revere, Northeast at Wakefield, Melrose at Lexington. Lynn Classical is home this afternoon, playing Somerville at 5 at Manning Field. The nightcap finds St. Mary's hosting Bishop Feehan at 7:30. Lynn Tech is at Minuteman, Georgetown playing at KIPP this weekend. And now let's move on to Saturday. Pingree opens up against Portsmouth Abbey at home at 2:30, and in the Northeastern Conference, Peabody is playing at Beverly. Peabody 2-0, Beverly 0-2. Mark Betancourt of Peabody High Football knows that Beverly's a little bit better than that record might indicate.
The two teams they've lost to are very good opponents, and when you watch the film, I mean, they're out gaining, they're doing everything except scoring points. So that's a team that's just on the verge of putting it all together. We don't want them to put it all together this week, but that's always the fear you have of a team like that, with such a well-coached team and such competitive kids, tough, rugged kids who hate to lose. They don't want to go 0-3, certainly not on their home field. So forget the record. It's all about desire, and they're going to have all the desire in the world come Saturday. We have to make sure that we're ready, both physically and mentally, to come out and take on a real good football team.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. Meanwhile, now we hear from Jeff Hutton in Tim Kern's Panther Preview interview program. We'll have the whole thing posted down below here on the website. But Coach Hutton from Beverly High football is also looking for improvement from last week to this week with the Panthers. Where?
We got to limit our mental mistakes, assignment mistakes, and we got to start winning the turnover battle.
Easier said than done, Coach.
Yeah, you're telling me.
last Saturday's game, not to dwell on it, is one of the kids certainly have to put behind them.
Yeah, of course. If you look at, there were some positives, because I think we were just mentioned a second ago. Going into the last drive of the game, if you go by the statistics, we held them to under 100 total yards of offense. And when you do that, you should be winning by a lot. But we kept giving them the ball. Every time we'd get any kind of momentum, the old, like, you know, two steps forward, three steps back. So they would score, we would stop them, we would score, and then we'd give them the ball right back. You know, so it was, we never could get any consistency or momentum. It just kept finding ways to, like, give them the opportunities.
What's been the message to the kids this week to help get them past what they witnessed last week?
Well, we got another big tough test coming in. Peabody's 2-0, right? They got a great quarterback, good offense, good defense, right? They're well coached, tough, right? The town's got some pride about them, and it doesn't get any easier. So are you going to roll over and play dead, or we're just going to put our helmets on and go to work and see if we can put a good week of practice together?
You know, I guess that is the one shining light is how well the defense overall did play. Okay, yeah, you look at it, you look at the points given up and go, well, maybe your defense didn't play so well, but you can't keep playing short yardage.
Yeah,
the whole game.
And there's always a story inside the statistics, you know. And again, the offense has to get better, right? We're still playing a lot of guys two ways. We still have, you know, some guys that are out, banged up. I mean, everyone is about this point in the season, right? Everyone's dealing with injuries or other things, right? So we've got most of our guys back for a week of practice. They're feeling good. We're playing with some confidence. We had a great practice today, so. You know, we needed to get some of that, we call it that juice or that swagger back that I felt we had coming out of the preseason. And then we were down 6 starters for the first game, 3 starters last week. And now I feel like we're finally close to where we were that last scrimmage.
The key players back.
Yes, everyone's back. That most of our starters that we had in that scrimmage that we thought we did really well are all back.
Has that changed the mood of the team?
Of course it does. You got guys that they're confident in, and they know what they're doing, and there's some of our seniors and they're leaders of the team. So when you have those guys around, the energy is definitely different.
Beverly High football coach Jeff Hutton with Tim Kearns on Panther Preview. Again, our game broadcast tonight with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. It will be Marblehead playing at North Andover. That's a 6:00 kickoff. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Check back on the website throughout the weekend for score updates and other news notes from the North Shore sports scene. Along with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and check back to the website, msonewsports.com.